As mentioned, I'm joined by a forward center for the Portland Trail Blazers. 11 points, 8 rebounds, and 3 blocks in yesterday's win over Boston. He was a WCC All-Freshman Teamer at Gonzaga, a McDonald's All-American. He was the 10th pick overall in last year's draft. We are joined by Zach Collins. Zach, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great. It's great to visit with you. Let me first ask you, you're coming off that strong game that I mentioned off the top against Boston yesterday. So starting right there, how pleased were you with that performance and how the team played overall?
Definitely pleased. I think that was my best offensive game so far. Offense has been probably the weakest part of my game, you know, throughout Summer League this year. Defensively, I felt like I've been pretty consistent, but offensively, that, you know, had to get in my rhythm a little bit, and yesterday I felt really good, so, you know, I was happy to do that, and, you know, but as a team, you know, we've been playing, you know, pretty consistently and pretty unselfishly the whole Summer League, and when you play with guys like that on your team, it only boosts your own performance.
Zach Collins joining us. You know, Zach, for those who think that the Summer League games maybe are not as competitive, maybe not as important, then they're not watching my simulcast right now, because we rolled in some video of you rocking that mask. You broke your nose before the first game, and yet there you were playing yesterday. What happened, and how has it been playing with that busted nose and that mask?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It happened at the end of the first practice for Summer League. I was playing defense, and I got hit in the nose, like literally 10 seconds left in the practice, and it ended up being broken. And, you know, that whole day we were trying to figure out what we had to do, and, you know, they put it back into place, and then I got fitted for a mask, and it all kind of happened, you know, and I was out of contact the whole week. So it was kind of a process, but, you know, luckily it wasn't as bad to where I would need surgery or anything. I honestly don't even think about it anymore unless I touch it or get hit there. So, but the mask helps a lot. You know, it's not the greatest thing to wear when you're trying to play a game, but, you know, it protects my nose, so it's all good.
Zach Collins joining us. So what about the approach? I mean, that win takes you to the semis of the Summer League. And again, there's that argument that the Summer League results don't really matter very much, but as a competitor, you're looking to win every single time you take the court. So how do you go about approaching these games?
Yeah, definitely. You know, anytime you're in it doesn't matter, you know, what league you're in, you want to win. And I think we have every guy on this team, you know, the Summer League team wants to win, whether, you know, it's a big deal or not. You know, we want to win wherever we're playing. So the whole mindset this whole time is to win. You know, we came in with the goal to win the whole Summer League. So now we're only 2 games away from doing that. You know, we're all really excited about that.
I think it's really interesting. And I think it's even more interesting because of where it is in Vegas. Now, playing in the Summer League means that you're back in your hometown where you were a legend at Bishop Gorman. What's it like to be back in Vegas and balling?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, anytime I can come back here and play in front of my family and friends, it's always great. And to be able to, you know, you know, finish a game and not just, you know, be stuck in a hotel the whole time, to be able to go home and hang out with my family, get a home-cooked meal, see all my buddies that I grew up with, you know, it makes everything that much better.
Zach, the thing is, I mean, that program is insane. That's a big-time program. I wonder, do you know very much, obviously you do, what it was like back in the day? For instance, I'm a Big West guy. I went to UC Santa Barbara. So when UNLV really had that thing rolling and Tark had those guys going, they'd roll into our arena, and it was almost like the LA Lakers were coming. I mean, they're ripping off Final Fours and national championships. How connected were you as you look back to those great teams and some of those guys?
You know what? Not too much.
Right.
You know, I the only thing I could, you know, you learn about that is watching highlights and hearing stories about, you know, how dominant those teams were back in the day. And growing up in Vegas, going to games all the time, you always heard people, you know, talking about, oh, back in the day, you know, we were this. And, you know, you just hear those stories all the time growing up. But, you know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to watch, you know, all that greatness.
No, I figured. I want to see how much of that trickled down to you. But they're right.
Yeah.
You know, people like to say, hey, back in the day, we were this and we were that. But they were all that. Now, if we go back to your early days in Vegas, your father, Mike, was saying that you were always the one saying, you got to take me to the gym. I got to get my work in. He's even said there were times when, honestly, he may have preferred to just stay home and watch some TV, but you so badly wanted to get out there. What was it about basketball that got in your blood the way it did, as early as it did?
You know, I think at an early age, it was just a lot of fun for me, and it was something that, you know, I saw pretty good success at, you know. I never had a really good growth spurt, but I was always kind of tall and grew, you know, gradually. And growing up, when you're taller than everybody and you play basketball, you're probably going to do well. And it was just something that I really enjoyed playing. It's something I always wanted to do. And once I got older and realized that this is something I wanted to take seriously, you know, that's when I started doing individual workouts. I just knew that I needed to work and I needed to, you know, stay ahead of the curve. And, you know, you hear those stories all the time growing up about, you know, if you're not in the gym, someone's out there trying to take your spot. Or even if you are in the gym, there's somebody else trying to work just as hard as you. And, you know, I never wanted to slow down. I never wanted to get behind, you know, the schedule of working out and getting better. So, you know, like you said, there'd be some nights, you know, there'd be some nights where I didn't want to go either, but I knew, you know, in the back of my head that I really needed to get up and go work out and get better.
Trailblazer Zach Collins joining me for a few more moments, and it paid off, right? So you have this big year at Gonzaga as a freshman, then you were the 10th pick in last year's draft, and then this is going the way things have always gone for you, but then last year was a challenge in the sense that for the first time in your life, you were not playing huge minutes every single night. That was something different. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was definitely an adjustment, you know, and I tell people, you know, I had to deal with, you know, DNPs, and that's something I really have never dealt with before. So mentally that was a little tough. It was obviously a little humbling too. And, you know, it really kind of gets you to work as hard as you possibly can to get on that court. It requires you to ask questions around the coaching staff, like what can you do to get on the court? And, you know, what am I not doing that's, you know, keeping me from off the court? So, you know, you just go through a lot of those things in your mind. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to stay ready. And, you know, it's a long season. It's something, you know, I learned early last year that, you know, how long of a season it is. And, you know, when I wasn't playing, I was like, dang, I wonder if I'm going to get in the game. And it was only 15 games in the season. You know, then I realized how many more games we had left. So, you know, it's a long year. And I think I learned a lot from not, you know, playing. I had the opportunity to watch a lot with a pretty good seat and just kind of learn from the guys around me. And obviously we have really good vets on the team that, you know, helped me out with that. And once I got my opportunity, I was ready. And, you know, I think that's a credit to just me, you know, staying in the gym and not getting down on myself.
And the coaching staff says exactly that you kept yourself ready, you kept an even keel, and you stayed in the gym and kept getting better and better. You know, what about the culture? I mean, I've talked to trailblazer after trailblazer, and they tell me that playing in Portland is a really special experience because of the passion of the fans and the connection that those fans feel to those players. What's it been like for you?
It's amazing. You know, I've had the luxury of playing, you know, the last 2 years of basketball in front of, you know, arguably the best fans of college and the best fans in the NBA. So I think the fact that they're there every night, you know, with how long our season is and how excited they get, no matter if it's a game in December or a game, you know, in May, you know, like everybody is excited for every single game, and they really support us. And, you know, when we're not playing well, you know, they'll let us know about it, but they're not going to stop being our fan. They're, you know, the ride or die fan. So it's definitely fun to play for, you know, an organization with fans like that.
You know, Zach, before you go, speaking of college, you played for Mark Few at Gonzaga. Actually, you played for Grant Rice in high school, another icon, but then Mark Few, who is one of my favorite guys in college basketball. What was it like to play for him, and what were some of your biggest takeaways from your time at Gonzaga?
He required the best of you. He never settled for, you know, for his players to be average and just to be just good enough. You know, he was always pushing us. He was always challenging us to be better. And, you know, every day in practice, whether we were, you know, really bad or really good, he always pretty much kept the same attitude with us, so that, you know, we could be better no matter what, how good we're doing, we could be better. And he definitely challenged us as a team, and he challenged us as individuals to keep pushing each other. So that's one thing I took away, is that, you know, no matter how good we were, he never let us get too high, and he never let us got too low. You know, he was really pretty much even keeled all season, and he really required a lot of us, and I think that helped us a lot.
So last thought, when you look back on the Final Four and the title game, what do you remember the most? I mean, is it the games and your performances, or is it the connection that you have with your teammates?
You know, it was that whole week, and honestly, with the, you know, the connection we had with that team is really funny, because I remember earlier in the season we had a team retreat, kind of like a team bonding weekend. And we, towards the end of that weekend, we were all just kind of talking to each other, and we all had this big idea, kind of a dream to be in that national championship game, to be the first team in Gonzaga history to go to a Final Four. Like, you know, we all talked about that during the beginning of the season, and we were like, we could really do this. So, you know, to actually get there with that team and the way we did it, and it just meant everything. You know, it made that week so much better. And I always tell people it's probably one of the best basketball weeks of my life. Just, you know, you get police escorts everywhere. You get all this, you know, this media attention. You know, you kind of feel like a rock star the whole week. So it was amazing. I'll never forget it.
He was a WCC All-Freshman Teamer at Gonzaga, a McDonald's All-American, the 10th pick overall in last year's draft. Zach Collins playing some summer ball in Las Vegas. Zach, really good to have you on the show finally. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me.
That's fun. Zach, good job. Nice talking to you. Zach Collins. All right, so there's hour number one in the books.